News time now, 8:49. Another check of Triple Team traffic on this Tuesday. And back to you, Andy Farnsworth.
Well, Brian, most of our delays at the south end of the valley were gone, but KSL traffic trooper Mitch has come up on some slowing in Midvale.
It's right at that S-curve, that wide S-curve in the freeway.
As you go up between 7200 south and 90th south, so that's what's causing that. And then a little bit of slowing again near 13th south as you come into downtown, Eric Butler.
University Parkway in Orem, a little bit busy from State Street for westbounders heading over to I-15, really right at the south end of UVU. That's the busiest spot. Once you get on the freeway, things are looking good in Utah County, both northbound and southbound without accidents right now. Redwood Road also in good shape heading up north. Heather?
Well, the earlier crash southbound 15 at Beck Street has cleared. All the lanes are open, but unfortunately your residual delays now stretch all the way back to Woods Cross, so you're going to hit a wall of traffic, nearly standstill as you get on from Woods Cross heading south. Other than that, things look really good on the major freeways through Weber Davis counties. We are getting some heavier, thick traffic on the city streets through most of the cities. The experts at Batteries Plus Bulbs can repair your iPhone, iPad, or other mobile device. Schedule your repair now at batteriesplus.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And